Googled yourself lately? Hey everyone, this is Leo Notenboom with news, commentary, and answers to some of the many questions I get at askleo.info. I occasionally get questions from people that boil down to this. How do I remove myself from search engine results? The answer, of course, is easy. Track down every site that mentions you, convince each of those sites to remove you from their content, and then wait 3 to 6 months for the search engines to re-index. Even then, there are going to be sites and archives and search engines that didn't remove you, won't remove you, or just don't care. So when you do Google yourself, do you like what you see? Will your mother like what she sees? If she's online, you can bet she'll be looking. Will your potential employers like what they see? We've all heard stories of people doing really well on their interviews, only to be declined an offer after the employer discovers their blog or the blog of a friend detailing drunken parties, stories of previous employers, or worse. Will your customers like what they see? If you have any kind of an online personality or are personally identifiable with your business, you can bet that customers will look you up. Will what they find offend them? Will they perhaps think twice about doing business with you or visiting your website? That last one is a particular dilemma for folks such as myself. Yes, I have a personal blog, but how much should I put in it? Most weblogs are a form of personal expression, an uncensored venue for people to talk about, even rant about, topics that interest or motivate them. The problem, though, is that even though there is no formal relationship between personal and business venues, there is a very real, practical one. People interested in me and my business may stumble upon my personal rants and opinions. Even though it has nothing to do with my business, my personal blog naturally reflects on me, which becomes part of my public persona, which in turn can impact my business. Even mentions on other sites not under my control become a part of who I am on the internet. The bottom line is that while you and I have the right to post or say whatever we choose in our personal venues, doing so without considering the bigger picture could be a huge mistake. Whether it's a lost job opportunity, a pissed off friend or family member, or a lost customer, every aspect of our footprint on the internet can play a part. Think long and hard about the potential side effects before you start posting all those cute personal stories in your blog. A couple of lost job opportunities later, and you may be very sorry if you didn't. I'd love to hear what you think. Visit askleo.info and enter 10392 in the go-to article number box. Leave a comment. I read them all. This is a presentation of Ask Leo, a free online technical question and answer service. Hundreds of questions and answers are online and ready to help solve your computer problems. That's askleo.info.